From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now, a follow-up on a story we ran recently. A string of infant deaths in the Detroit area led us to call Dr. Carl Schmidt, the chief medical examiner for Wayne County, Michigan. Five children, ages 27 days to 3 months, died around Detroit due to unsafe sleeping conditions. All of them were sleeping with other people. During our conversation, Dr. Schmidt issued a strong warning against parents co-sleeping with infants.
The message is put your child to sleep in a crib, face up, no blanket, and no other objects in the crib other than that infant.
Dr. Schmidt's message brought in a flood of mail from our listeners. Many of them were angry. Listeners said they regularly sleep with their own infants, and they chastised us for ignoring research suggesting that co-sleeping has strong benefits. We thought the subject was worth revisiting, and to help us sort all this out, we're joined by Dr. Darshak Sanghavi, an assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Massachusetts. Dr. Sanghavi, we've stepped right into an area of sharp debate, haven't we?
People certainly feel very strongly about this issue.
It seems like those who feel strongly for or against this, though, that there is some room for confusion. The American Academy of Pediatrics has warned against co-sleeping, and yet there seems to be another body of research that says co-sleeping does have benefits if it's done safely.
That's right. The American Academy of Pediatrics, several years ago, recommended against bed sharing for all infants, and that was really actually quite a controversial move. And even within the Academy of Pediatrics, there were several people that opposed that categorical recommendation. However, the Academy's position on this is that sudden infant death is actually one of the leading causes of death, and let's do something about it. Remember that back in 1994, the American Academy of Pediatrics began what's called the Back to Sleep campaign, and that was really done with what would be called a relatively low level of evidence. It was just an observation that children who were placed on their backs were less likely to die. And as a result, since 1994, the rate of sudden infant death has fallen almost 40%. And so the American Academy, again, then took that same approach to saying, well, children who are dying are more likely to be in the same bed as an adult. Perhaps we should also discourage that, and the rate might fall even farther.
The specific dangers that an adult might roll over on a child, or a child might get wrapped up in the kinds of linens and comforters and bedspreads that you find on an adult bed?
It's hard to say, because it turns out that individuals who bed share are also generally likely to be younger, have had more children, have a lower socioeconomic status, and also actually smoke. And so individuals who bed share may also be doing other things that are unsafe.
Now, on the other side of this, researchers like Dr. James McKenna and others, they say that there are benefits. Tell us about what they're saying.
Many people feel that bed sharing is very important in enhancing the mother-infant bond and also enhancing the rate of breastfeeding. Now, I think that it's safe to say that in general, studies are relatively unclear on whether bed sharing actually increases the amount of breastfeeding. However, we do know that many parents actually really do enjoy sleeping in the same bed, and that's essentially what I think the major benefit is for those families.
Now, McKenna and others argue that co-sleeping can help in many ways in terms of a parent's bond with their child. It helps in the long run, perhaps even in child development, but they say it helps if it's done safely. What does that mean?
Well, bed sharing itself should be done in a way that makes sure that the infant is at a low risk of suffocation. Now, that sounds very scary, and suffocation is actually extremely rare. But what they mean by that is that the infant should be sleeping on a bed that is not positioned up directly against a wall, also one that is certainly not a waterbed or one that has down comforters, and not one where there's many, many other pillows within the bed.
So what advice do you give parents?
Sleeping is a very personal decision, and it's influenced by many things, including culture, as well as your personal beliefs about how you'd like to bond with your child. And I think that's really what should guide your decisions about sleeping. It is true that co-sleeping may increase the risks of sudden infant death, but one has to realize that those risks are very, very small to start with. If there's a subgroup of parents that are fairly worried about this, then I say, if you absolutely positively want to reduce the risk of sudden infant death or suffocation, then don't bed share. But by and large, if you choose to do it, most likely your child is going to be just fine.
Dr. Singhavi, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Darshak Singhavi is an assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He's also the author of A Map of the Child, A Pediatrician's Tour of the Body.